Well, first again, I just want to thank the Lord when he saved me 7 years ago, made it real in my heart. He came to save that which is lost. And I'm glad, Lord, I'm glad I got this hope that Jesus is mine. And what a foretaste and glory divine. I'm glad that I came to the church lost, but I left saved, changed, forgiven. Glory to God. I left this place changed, and I know with all my heart that the Lord Jesus came to save, and I went home that night different. I bless his holy name for what he's done. I'm nervous. I just want y'all to know I'm nervous, but I'm glad that God didn't give me the spirit of fear. He gave me the spirit of love and of a sound mind. Power, I believe in, of a sound mind. Over there in the New Testament somewhere. But I know I saw it the other day. And I've been praying this week, seeking the Lord. I thought I was going to be in Psalms 23. But instead, God redirected my heart. And now I'm going to be preaching on the judgment. Both the judgments. The judgment seat of Christ and the white throne judgment. And my title of this message, my very first message, is going to be Judgment Day is Coming. So turn to Job chapter 19. Chapter 19. And I'm going to be reading verses 25 through 29. The Lord being my helper, this is what I'm going to preach. Judgment Day is coming. Well, y'all let me know. Y'all just say amen. 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 I'm about to read. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. I'm glad that my Redeemer lives. He lives forevermore. He died on that cross, and he went to that tomb. 3 days later, he rose from the tomb, and he lives forevermore. And we can live too. I'm glad that he lives, and if he lives, means I can live. And he told us in his word that he went to that cross. And last time I checked, God don't lie. God does not lie. And when he went to that cross, he went there a man, but he was God in the flesh. He went there because he was God. He was perfect. He had no sin, for he knew no sin, but he became the righteousness of God. We can be the righteousness of God in him. But he is righteous, he's holy, he's good, ain't no fault in him. Pilate said, I find no fault in him. But he went to that cross to say he loves sinners just like us, worms such as I. Unrighteous sinners, worms, Gentile dogs. He loved us because he went to that cross to die in our place. We deserve that punishment. We deserve to be on that cross. If it hadn't have been for Jesus, I deserve every punishment that he went through because I am wicked, I'm evil, I'm vile. Without him, God, out of the sight of God, I am wicked, and this flesh is wicked, this heart is wicked. Who can know it? God knows it. Verse 26. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. But ye should say, why persecute we him, seeing the root of the matter is found in me? Now here's my text. Be ye afraid of the sword. What is the sword? The word of God. It is powerful than any two-edged sword. It is intense to the heart. It's the word of God. And if I'm correct, this word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It tells me that I'm wrong. I won't go without God. In fact, I will not last without God. Without him, I'm telling you, without him, life is hopeless. It's hopeless. The sword is the word of God. For wrath bringeth the punishments of the sword. Whew. I'm glad that we go to a good church where the Bible's preached. I'm not for that Joel Bumstein. I'm not. I'm going to tell you, listen. It's okay to preach good stuff, but if it's just that, there ain't no point of going to church. Because how are we going to grow, if we ain't getting preached to? Because we won't grow. Amen. And a lot of people are not hearing the truth. Preacher, I thank you for coming. Anyway, I'm glad that we got a preacher stands on the word and preaches what thus saith the Lord. And I'm glad he's not no retard. He preaches the word of God. Preaches the word of God. And that's the kind of preacher we need. And I get behind our preacher. I got his back. I do. I got his back. If anything anyone has something to say about him, they have to go through me. I love my preacher. I do. I stand by him and what he believes in. So I'm going to tell you, if we're going to grow, we need a preacher. We need the right book. The right book that preaches the word of God. And the word, it says it's settled in forever. He said in the book of Psalms, chapter 119, 176 verses. And it says that the word, thy word is settled forever in heaven. It's settled forever. It's there in heaven. He said it and it's there. It's here on earth. This book is for God, the English-speaking people. English-speaking people. And I'm glad that I go to a Bible-believing, God-fearing, sin-hating, heaven-sweet, hell-hot, Bible-believing church. Amen. Of the sword, that you may know there is a judgment. Two things are going to happen. Well, one thing is we're going to die. Two, how are we going to die? How are we going to die? Are we going to die saved or are we going to die lost? One or the two. Saved, you're going to heaven. Lost, you're going to hell. Not because of what you have done. No, it's for what you are. An undone, lost sinner, having no hope and without God in the world. You'll die and go to hell. And it ain't because of what you did. It's because of what you are. A sinner that never accepted Christ. And that, my friends, is the scariest thought. If someone draws their last breath in a hospital bed, and they have no clue where they're going. That's when we need to get down and pray. Amen. And be a witness. Amen. In fact, go to their bed and tell them these questions. Ask them these questions. Because it's important to know that there is a judgment. It's coming. It's coming. And we're going to get judged. Now, for saved people, we ain't getting judged for what we are. We're going to get judged for what we did for Christ. According to my Bible, it says, whether it be good or bad. Good or bad. Yes, sir. We're going to get judged. And it's scary for a backslider to come to church and lose everything. And go out and meet God the way they are. Mm-mm. You don't want to go there. Save people. I mean, I know saved people are going to heaven, but I would not want to meet God the way I am. You know, you can be in church and backslid. Amen. Come on. I was for a long time. I was a faithful church member, and I didn't have any hope. I thought I knew it all. But one thing I didn't know was I didn't know him. Amen. But when I found out that I was lost and God came into my heart and saved me, he made all the difference in the world. And now I can walk in forgiveness. I can walk with joy. I can go to bed each night happy. I can come to church happy too. I'm glad I know I'm saved. I'm glad I know. I know whom, the Bible said, I believe. And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Committed unto him against that day. What's he talking about? Well, when he saved me, he told us to go. And we commit our way unto him. Amen. For what he's done. And I told the Lord back when I got saved that, Lord, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to live for you. I don't care what comes my way. My help is from the Lord. And I'm telling you that the God of heaven cares, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And I'm telling you, he cares for us. Amen. He loves us. Amen. And he's chasing us. He's chasing me and whooped me so many times, I've lost count. Amen. I've lost count. But he whipped me for my good. Because I deserved it, and he did. Okay, I'm going to another verse. I'm going to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Hey, I'm going to verse number 10. I'm going to read this slow. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Whether it be good or bad. Like I said, we're going to get judged. And I want to serve God and build up treasures in heaven as long as I'm here on earth. Because I don't know when I'm going to go home to be with him. And I'm going to get to see my grandma. I'm going to get to see my grandpa. I'm going to get to see my other loved ones. I miss my grandma. I love her. I do. I love her. I remember her. I remember my pawpaw. And then I'm glad that the prayers were hidden in this church. They were hidden. And then I'm telling you, God is real. He's real. Whether it be good or bad. So it's my heart and my desire. And I heard this from a preacher. Delight, desire, commit. Delight yourself in the Lord. Desire, same thing, commit, and that all that goes into play. Delight, desire, and commit unto him. I've committed unto him. I ain't perfect, not at all, but I'm glad I'm saved. Because I know whom I believe. I know I've said this a lot, but it's true. And whom I believe. And I'm telling you that when God butts in, but God, and he butts in, makes all the difference in your life. Past, present, future. Sins, far as the east, from the west, forgiven. That's how far they are. That's how far he's forgotten about them. He threw them into the sea of forget. I'm telling you, I'm preaching what the Lord's put on my heart. I'm telling you, that's all I got. I got this. I don't have no opinions. I got answers, but they're from him. They're from him. I don't have my own way. I got his way. It's either I can go my way, but I won't go for it. And the Bible says, it seemeth right unto a man, but the ways are evil or death. Death. Yes. Amen. So I don't want to go my way because my way ain't no way. But God's way is perfect. Amen. Perfect. Amen. He never leads us wrong. He never leads us wrong. If you trust him, you trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and you lean not unto your own, thine own, which is your own, thine own understandings, and all your ways acknowledge him, he shall direct thy path, which means he'll lay everything that you need right in front of y'all. I'm glad he does. I'm glad he does. I was persecuted this week at work. They found out I was a preacher, so they started running the other way. They did. I told them that, well, they knew I was a Christian, but they also said, well, he's a preacher now, so I'm going this way. It had nothing to do with me. But a couple of them were happy for me, but not that many. But you see, people don't want to, how can I say this? People don't want to be around someone that's living for the Lord. God, I'm talking about worldly people. Even people in church, because you come to church, that don't mean you're a Christian. I heard Preacher Kerrigan say this a lot. I can park myself in a garage and say I'm a Cadillac. That don't make me one. Same thing for a Christian. If you come to church, why do you come to church for? You come to seek the Lord. If you come to be seen, Have you come to do something? Have you come just to make friends and just forget about God? Or have you just come to church, forget everything what God's done, and just ask someone for some help? Ain't nothing wrong with helping people, but I'm tired of being used. You know, that's why you got to study people, even in church. You really do. I mean, you don't know people. You gotta get to know them. Amen. One day I'm gonna get married and I'm gonna have kids. You think I'm gonna send my kids off with someone that I don't really know and they go to the same church as me? No. I have to get to know them. Amen. Anyway, Hebrews chapter 9. And this will be it, I think. God help me. God help me, please. If y'all there, because I don't want to leave anyone out. You there? Amen. Hey, Hebrews 9. And it is appointed, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, after this the judgment. Paul said this again. The judgment. Well, he didn't say it the first time. He said, whether it be good or bad. And this is what he's saying now. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. I'm telling you, church, judgment day is coming. And you will get judged. Now, for the lost person, there's no hope. Doomed to eternal damnation. It is a fearful thing for anyone to fall into the hands of the living God. That's what the Bible says. Quench not the Holy Spirit of God. Quench not the Spirit. Grieve not the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, we're in church, and the Bible's preached. The Holy Ghost is here. I'm glad back yonder we had a preacher that preached the word, and my heart got under conviction. It's the same thing, the same God, one faith, one Lord, one baptism, the same eternal God, same God that did all that back yonder years and years and years and years and years and years and years ago. It's the same God today. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never change. Over there in the book of Malachi, I change not. And if he changes not, why are we changing? Well, one, because of sin. That's what sin will do. Sin will destroy you. It will. It'll destroy you and you. And I'm telling you, for a saved person that's been born again, why? Why? When God's already been so good to them, gave them eternal life, gave them everything that they need, why turn your back on him? You don't. Amen. No, keep your eyes on the prize.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on him. He's been better to me than I have ever deserved.
Amen.
Better than me I've ever deserved. I'm glad he didn't have to save me, but he did. Amen. He could have sent me on to heaven, but he didn't, as he left us here to be a witness for him.
Right.
And for people to know that he's real in our lives. And that he gets glory through us.
Amen.
That right there, my friends, is God.
Amen.
That's what God's done. That's what he's going to do. I mean, he ain't going to change. It's us that's changed. And that's sad. But I'm glad God don't change. Because if God didn't exist, none of this would consist.
Right.
And we would be in a world spin, a big mess. And we'd be in hell.
Amen.
Be in hell. As filthy worms, sinners, unrighteousness, filthy, ugly, wicked, vile sinners.
That's right.
But God, who is rich in mercy.
Amen.
Wherewith, by his great love, he loved us. Ephesians 2:4. I'm telling you, church, we are going to get judged. And it is important. That we have for a saved person to have short accounts. But for a lost person, you're in a good place to get saved. You can get saved. Anyone can get saved. If God can save someone like me, and God can save anybody. He saved my soul, Brother Steve. I'm glad He saved me. He gave me eternal life. Gave me everlasting hope. Given me His Son, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And if my head is correct, this word is correct. If my head don't line up with this word, then I have every right to shut up. To shut up. Just to shut up. Until you learn about this, then just be quiet and learn. Be still and know that I am God. Not that I'm anything, which I'm not, but He's everything to me. He's everything to me. Now let me get to this, and then I should be done. If a lost person dies without Christ, ain't no hope, no more. You won't have another opportunity to get saved. Right. You won't. Whatever you spend, that'll be the choice you spend for the rest of your day in hell. And God forbid, He don't want us to go to that place. I'm telling you, hell's more real than it's ever been. And if I'm correct, hell is a place where the worm dieth not. Where the fire is quenched. Not quenched. It is not quenched. It just keeps on going and it does not stop. You're dead, but you're alive. That's where you're going to be. When you go to hell, you're alive, but you're dead. If y'all get what I'm saying, you're going to be there. You ain't going to die. Your eyes ain't going to be shut. You're going to be a little breathing, but you're going to be dead. Wishing that God saved you. Let me tell a story. There was a preacher, a good preacher, Pastor Shane Ezell. Good preacher. Been saved 13 years, and now he's a pastor over there at Ingleside. And he preached, had a camp meeting over here in Chesney. I'm going to say it's called Chesney Camp Meeting. I don't know the name. I'm just going to say that's the name of it. It's in Chesney. And there was a man there that night, Friday night, I believe. And when he told me that, it was that night at Mountain View. And he preached, and he told us that story. He preached about the lady at the river. Yeah. And when that man, you know, the invitation, he had his hand raised. I'm lost. Preacher Shane says, sir, only one had his hand raised, the only one. Will you come to the front? Do you want to get saved? Do you want to get saved? That man just kept saying, no, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to get saved. I'm not ready yet. It's a fearful thing for anything to fall into the hands of the living God. And when you fall in the hands of the living God, it's over. Well, just a day later, he told us, his wife came to his church. I don't know how long that was, but she came to his church. It wasn't long after that camp meeting. Came to the church, and he was eating breakfast at the table. And he choked. He gagged. He died at the table. Died at the table. No proof of salvation. I don't know if he got saved that night, but from what he said, there was no proof of salvation. He went to hell, which I hope he got saved. But from what he said, that man didn't get saved. I hope he did. But if he didn't, there's no hope. God loves him, but he's made that choice. That's where he's going to be for the rest of his days. I could go on and tell all kind of stories that I've heard. But I'm telling you, hell is more real than it's ever been. And the white throne judgment is not a place to play. And hell is not a place for friends. There ain't no friends there. There ain't no friends in hell. Family members, there ain't no family members in hell. Just lost, undone sinners weeping, gnashing their teeth. It's sad. But I'm glad there's hope. There's hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. That He is He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I'm glad that He is the way. There's all the way. And I'm glad I'm all the way in. Amen. bless his holy name. I'm going to stay in. I'm going to stay by the stuff. I'm going to preach what God has called for me to do. I didn't expect him to call me, but he did. And I just had to answer that call that he called me to preach and called me to service. I'm glad I didn't understand it at the time, but he did. I don't know much, but I know one thing. I know that I'm saved.
Amen.
Amen. Just remember this, and then I'm done. You will get judged, but have short accounts. Have short accounts with God. Short accounts. And for the lost, if you're lost, which I don't know anyone's heart, you're in a good place to get saved and to be born again and part of the family of God. And I'm telling you, y'all put God first. Keep him first in y'all's everyday life. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I'm telling you, if y'all keep going with God, I'm glad that y'all are my family too.
Amen.
Y'all my family. I love being around God's people. Amen. Y'all will, as a family, y'all will go far.
Amen.
To infinity and beyond. Better, much higher than Buzz Lightyear ever will. I'm done, preacher. I'm done.